Eric, you are a Canadian-born filmmaker who grew up and got educated in Canada, but at some point there was something that pulled you to Poland. There is a little bit of a family history behind it.
Yes, that's correct. My father comes from Warsaw, so growing up I heard a lot about the city, heard a lot about Poland, but didn't actually spend much time there. It was only when I grew up and I started visiting Poland regularly, and I really fell in love with the place and became particularly fascinated and maybe connected with Warsaw. So that led me to where I am today here in Warsaw. It was almost 7 years ago that I decided to switch from living in Canada to living in Poland.
But interestingly, what happened is that this is not just a personal connection, but it's also a professional connection, because a lot of your films are connected with Warsaw.
Yes, well, I actually studied Polish history and then went on to study filmmaking. So I wanted to kind of combine those two interests and passions, I guess you could say. And that took me to Warsaw, where I have I've made a number of films, and where I really feel I'm at home now, and there's really a lot of history to tell here, and I'm particularly interested in the history of the city.
Which of the films that you made are the most important to you?
Well, I would say probably the last film I made about Warsaw, which is called Neon, and that one tells the history of the communist era neon signs of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. I spent about 3 years making that film. It was really exciting to make, and I think it tells the history of the city. But it also tells the history of the neons, and it's set very much in the present, but also explores the past. So it's a good film for Poles and non-Poles.
Why neons?
Well, I wanted to make a film about Warsaw, but after the city had been rebuilt. And I thought that the neons would be a good way to explore, like I said, the 50s post-Stalinist era into the 60s and 70s, and particularly the design, the Polish design, of that time. And these neons were made by some of the greatest artists and designers. And there was actually sort of a process that we don't really have in the West. It was called neonization. The state actually designed, manufactured, and maintained the neon signs in Warsaw in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They were, in a way, I guess you could say, tools of propaganda to give the impression cities were more hip and happening places than they really were. In recent years, there's been tremendous interest in these signs because no one really owned them when the transition happened from the communist system to the free market economy. They didn't really advertise anything. A lot of young people, and probably some old people too, began to feel sort of nostalgic for them and to see value in them and to think these things need to be refurbished, need to be saved.
I hear there's a museum of neons in Warsaw, is that right?
That's correct. There's a museum in an area called Soho Factory, which is in the Praga district on the other side of the Wisła River. And it's been in existence now for, I think, almost 3 years. That neon museum actually figures quite prominently in the film, the documentary film that I made about these signs.
Every time I go to Warsaw, and I was a Varsovian, but also living downtown Warsaw, I actually do always watch for these neons, and some of them still are where they were before.
That's correct. There's a very famous one in the Constitution Square area, known as Shatkarka, or I guess volleyball girl, and she's been there since the early 60s, and she was recently refurbished, and it's very popular. And under the Most Poniatowskiego, the Poniatowski Bridge, there is quite a famous neon, the Warszawa Powiśle, which is on top of the former ticket office of the Warszawa Powiśle station, and that was refurbished. It's a cafe, bar, cultural space called Warszawa Powiśle.
What happens to your films? Are they only watched in Poland? Do you show them at any festivals?
Yes, actually, the neon film has been shown all over the world. It's actually been shown in Canada, in Montreal, at the International Festival of Films on Art. It won a prize there for best documentary on design arts. It's been screened in Turkey, in Japan, in Romania, in Bulgaria, Germany, France, and throughout Poland as well.
What happened in the other films, Warsaw-related films that you made? What were they about?
Pretty much the very first film I made right out of film school was sort of had to do with Warsaw. It was about a great uncle who was in Auschwitz, but it's not really about the city. I made a film called MDM, which tells the story of the rebuilding and redesign of a particular part of the city. I was fascinated with the rebuilding, not only the story of the Nazi destruction of the city, but then the Soviet reconstruction and redesign of the city. So I chose this one area, and it was to be a showpiece for the new Soviet-backed communist regime. It was built in the early 50s. It's very grand, monumental, socialist, realist style area. And once again, I sort of explored the past through the present. My dad's actually an architect, so I have a particular interest in, I guess you could say, the urban fabric of the city and the architectural history.
The same architecture is obviously exemplified by the Palace of Culture.
Monumental building that's right in the center, for those people who haven't been to Warsaw, that's right in the center of the city. And really, you can see it almost from every part of the city. It was also built in the 50s. It was completed in 1955, I believe. And it was a gift from the Soviet Union to the people of Poland and to the residents of Warsaw. Still, a lot of people have very mixed emotions about it. The MDM film was the first one that really focuses entirely on a Warsaw subject. Then I made a film about a physicist, a Nobel Peace Prize winning physicist who was born and raised and educated in Warsaw, Joseph Rotblat. And he is closely connected to Canada because in 1957, the first Pugwash conference happened, and he was behind that with Bertrand Russell, and that was this conference on trying to rid the world of nuclear weapons.
There is this trend of trying to revive Poland or Warsaw under communism in terms of the restaurants and various other elements. What do you think about it?
Well, I obviously have mixed feelings because I don't particularly look too fondly upon those dark years of communism in Poland or in Warsaw. But there are, I guess, some elements that like in design or in the popular culture of the time that people are starting to see maybe should be looked at again, or maybe some people are starting to miss. So even for people who weren't born in that era, didn't grow up in that system, there is some, I guess, nostalgia for certain aspects. It's controversial, but you can't just dismiss everything because it happened or was created in those years of the People's Republic, I think.
Do you think that young people have, nowadays, living there, do you think they have enough knowledge, or do they have any knowledge about those days, those times?
Well, that's a good question. I think it really depends on who you're talking to, where they were educated, what their interests are. But probably a lot of them don't know that much, and maybe only focus on positive things like cool posters or interesting buildings that are now hip bars, or so maybe some of the negative elements have been maybe overlooked or even forgotten or just swept aside.
What are you working on now?
Well, I have just finished a film that has nothing to do with Warsaw, with Poland, a film about the situation in northern Uganda. And that film was made for the United Nations. So there was 20 years of civil war in northern Uganda. And this film really examines the reconciliation and transformations happening. I have a few other projects on Warsaw that I'm doing now as well. Just getting started with those, and I don't want to jinx them, but I can tell you that they're both very much connected to the history of the city and should be done in the next year or two, hopefully.
Is that all done in Polish?
Polish and English with English or Polish subtitles. Pretty much all the films I make, I hope that they can be viewed in other countries, not just Poland.
What's special in Warsaw for you?
From a personal perspective, there's that family connection to the place, which I've really explored and learned so much about. But then it's just a very fascinating, exciting place to be, especially in the past 7 or so years I've been here. It's just gone through tremendous change. There are really interesting people who have moved here, and there's history everywhere. And as someone who studied history, I guess that's maybe what I like most about it. There are layers and layers of history Obviously, much of it is very tragic, but it's a place that you don't get bored in, that's for sure. It was almost completely destroyed by one totalitarian force. It was nationalized, it was redesigned and rebuilt by another totalitarian force. So for a documentary filmmaker, as you can imagine, there's a lot to be done here. Local Warsaw residents and other people from across Poland really rebuilt their capital, but there was that guidance, I would say, from the Soviet Union, from Moscow, and the shape the city took from the late 40s onwards was definitely always linked to the USSR, the sort of monumental avenues and the socialist realist architecture, and then later all these shabby apartment blocks that were put up everywhere.
If for somebody who would want to go to Warsaw for the first time, if you were to give them maybe one or two places that you think are really amazing, what would they be?
In the summer, the banks of the Wisła River really come alive. There are many cafes and clubs and even beach areas, recreational areas along the banks of the river. And I would recommend exploring those. In the city itself, there's an amazing new museum that won a European Museum of the Year award recently, the Poland Museum, the Museum of the History of Polish Jews, which is remarkable, and I highly recommend it to anyone coming to the city. But there are countless theaters and other museums that that people should explore if they have the time.
And if you were to compare Warsaw as a city to other cities that you know, what do you think would be some characteristic features of Warsaw?
It's very different from any city in Canada that I've lived in, or any city in the United States that I've visited, or any city in other parts of Europe, I guess. It, as we mentioned, it was almost totally destroyed, so it has this feel about it that is a bit unusual. It's really blossomed into something, I'd say, in the past. Well, since Poland joined the European Union, it's undergone tremendous change. So that's visible everywhere. And every city is changing constantly, but I'd say Warsaw is changing at a more dramatic rate than more established Western cities, perhaps. So really, there's something for everyone here. And it's just an exciting place to be for a filmmaker and for a young person, I guess.